The local economy in the region is a mix of businesses old and new, all with a common thread. Someone had an idea and pursued that idea all the way up to opening the doors on a new business. We visit with entrepreneurs and sometimes the descendants of entrepreneurs in our monthly business segment, The Ground Floor. This month, we visit with one of the co-founders of Wilderness Poets, which has a lovely and lyrical name, but is not, in fact, in the poetry business. Not technically, anyway. John Bannerman is the co-founder with Mika Kakizaki, his wife. Thanks for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thanks, Jeffrey. Great to be here.
So what got you started? Did either of you have a background in food?
Well, we really didn't have much of a background in food. We were both just kind of inspired to do our own thing, as I think what started the company. And I had done all sorts of things. I had worked up in canneries in Alaska. I had lived out in Kauai working with Tahitian pearls. But when Meek and I met about 13 years ago, or I guess 15 years ago, she was actually working at the herb farm in Williams, and we kind of decided we'd like to start our own business, and we loved nut butter, and that's the thing that we made a go at, and here we are 13 years later still doing it. So
what kinds of nuts do you make the nut butters out of?
Oh, we do. I think we're doing 8 or 9 different varieties right now. We have almond, macadamia, pecan, hazelnut, pumpkin seed, few others, and one of the reasons we ended up in the Rogue Valley is kind of a good strategic location because almond is one of our primary nuts, so we're getting those from Northern California and pistachios from California, and so
pistachio. Does a pistachio butter too?
We do a pistachio butter. Yeah, we do 3 different green butters. We do pistachio, pumpkin seed, hemp seed, and so yeah, those are.
Well, I'm getting an education here today. Pumpkin seed butter is a new one on me, but is it pretty much anything that is a pretty tough nut or chewable nut anyway you can turn into some kind of a butter?
Exactly. So, yeah, with the seeds, too, it becomes a great base for making a hummus or a pesto. So that's the thing that we've discovered is a lot of people are using nut butters as bases for other foods. So most of our businesses is selling bulk. So we've found a way to connect customers, you know, people try it in the little jar and then they kind of move up. We sell 1/2-gallon glass jars and 1-gallon buckets and even 5-gallon buckets of a lot of these. So people are using them to make their own creations.
I noticed the large buckets. It's like almost like buckets of drywall mud or something. So these are seriously big loads of nut butters. But so that implies then that you're cranking out nut butters at a pretty prodigious rate.
We make quite a bit. It works really well for juice bars. They'll make smoothies with it, or you know, if you just take almond butter and dates and like coconut water, it makes an amazing smoothie. So simple, people can do it at home.
So how much trial and error went into it? I mean, were all these nut butters already known to humankind, or have you sort of added to the repertoire?
I think we've added to the repertoire. That's kind of the fun part, is trying out new nuts. We're trying out a pili nut, a nut from the Philippines. We're always kind of looking for new things to turn into butter.
Have there been some things that didn't emerge from the lab successfully?
For sure, yeah. The interesting thing is each nut kind of has a different oil content and quality about them. We've kind of discovered we don't know which ones are going to be the most popular. We kind of put them out there and connect with our customers, and we learn a lot along the way from talking to people. So
it sounds like you have people out there who are willing to sample your stuff and say, okay, that's good, but it could stand this too.
For sure.
Uh-huh. So how long Wilderness Poets has been in existence since 2006, but started in Portland, is that right?
Right. We started in Portland. I took a program through Oregon State. It was called the Bring Your Recipe to Market program, and that really helped. It was at the Food Innovation Center in Portland, and that kind of gave us the confidence to give this a shot. And our product was selected at the end for shelf space in New Seasons Markets in Portland, and then from there we just started calling co-ops. The Ashland Co-op was one of our earliest customers. So, and then working with People's Co-op in Portland and in the Olympia Co-op and the Bellingham Co-op. So it really became a regional business.
So. All right, so you had a bunch of places that would sell your stuff within a couple hours, few hours drive. What made you decide to leave the Portland area?
Mika had been down here. She grew up in New York City, but she moved out here for the internship at the herb farm in Williams and loved the area. I had been living in Hawaii and was I decided I wanted to be a teacher. This is 15, 20 years ago. And I was going to go to SOU, but at the last minute, I moved to Portland instead. So that, you know, once we were in Portland, and then we both of us just loved this area down here. I'd always pass through, and I'd always stop at the Ashland Co-op. And we just loved the lakes and the rivers and the beauty of the Rogue Valley and the size of it. You know, after we started the company, we moved up to a little town called Amboy, Washington, and worked for about 5 years there. Someone had started a small winery, and it didn't work out, so we rented their little farm for about 5 years, and that's really where we were able to focus to get the business started. But once it had its legs under it, Wilderness Poets, we said, where do we really want to be? And it was down here in the Rogue Valley, so great to be here.
John Bannerman, the co-founder of Wilderness Poets with Mika Kakizaki. You can join the conversation on this month's edition of The Ground Floor at 800-838-3760, by phone, by email. It's jx@jeffnet.org. And I guess we've made people wait long enough. Why is the company called Wilderness Poets?
Yeah, you know, I really think of it as the customers are the Wilderness Poets. I think people expect me to have like a long gray beard down to my knees and be writing poetry. The business has us quite busy, but I feel like when I think of poets, I think of people that are thoughtful and innovative and inspired. And the wilderness part is kind of people that are, you know, slowing down, a little bit more awareness, connected to nature, and, you know, I guess Jiffy and Skippy were already taken. So we kind of like instead chose this. To call it Wilderness Poets, to kind of keep that, for people to think about some of those things and what being a poet might mean to them and when they're eating our food.
So it's a real love for nature, love for product at the same time.
For sure.
How natural is the product? I mean, is it all organic or something close to it?
They are all, yeah, they're all certified organic. We work with small farms. In many of these relationships we've had for over a decade, a small farm down in New Mexico where we get our pecans. Our pistachios are also from a small farm in Northern California. So the pumpkin seeds are grown in Scio, Oregon. Besides the nut butters, we have 40 different foods that we've sourced, and a lot of them are based in Oregon. We sell cranberries from Bandon, Oregon. Dried blueberries, and many, you know, we sell a lot of freeze-dried vegetables and fruits that people use in smoothies. So once people started using the nut butter, we started selling the nuts, and then we started making trail mixes, and then it kind of led to adding other kind of interesting foods that people could use in their kitchens to do it themselves, to make their own nut butters. We sell the nuts, you know, to make other creations.
Have there been times, as there seem to be with many businesses, when you're trying to figure out the appropriate scale for the size of your company, when you know the orders are coming in, and you think, oh my God, how are we going to fill these orders? Or now we built up to handle the orders and we don't have as many people as we had. I mean, what kinds of ups and downs have you had just in getting to a good central place to a groove to stay in?
You know, that was one of the reasons we chose this area. We thought we could build a great small team here of people, and it's true. We've found great, innovative, passionate people to work with. We all have a lot of fun, but it's a lot of teamwork, and it's you know there's 9 of us right now, and it's a great size we're really happy with where we are right now, and kind of just enjoying connecting to the farms and with our customers.
So is all the production of Wilderness Poets done in Ashland? You mentioned your faraway suppliers. So all that stuff is brought up to Ashland?
It's all here, yeah. Mm-hmm. We're actually, we're renting the space at Rogue Natural Foods, but it's in the old Caldera Brewing space where they used to make beer. We've kind of converted that to where we make the nut butter. And then we have right down the street, about a quarter mile, we do all of our shipping and from there.
And that's actually a fairly well-known local hangout, isn't it? It's been a bar of several different names.
Right.
It was old Good Times.
We're in the old Good Times building, and it was Club 66. After that, we bought that building about 4 years ago and converted it into space for for wilderness poets.
So we're talking again to John Bannerman, who is the co-founder with Mika Kakizaki of Wilderness Poets, which makes nut butters and trail mixes and a whole bunch of other food items out of, as you just heard, production facilities in Ashland, shipping facilities here as well. You got questions or comments for John? Join us on the Jefferson Exchange at 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Do you have a favorite product? Is there one that you really consider the baby of Wilderness Poets?
It's really the nut butters. I mean, the pumpkin seed butter on its own, it tastes like pumpkin seeds, but when you blend it with garbanzo beans, you can make your own hummus, and you can also make a pesto with it instead of pine nuts. You can use the pumpkin seeds. So I love the fact that they're grown in Oregon organically. The majority of pumpkin seeds out there that are organic aren't grown in the U.S. That's kind of, I love the fact that it's grown here in Oregon, and people seem to love it.
So you mentioned the recipe to market program from Oregon State that kind of helped the original idea get out there in the first place. So did you have much of a cooking background yourself? I mean, did you have a food preparation stream of jobs in your past?
That Mika, my wife, is a wonderful. She just loves being creative in the kitchen. She's very inventive, and she's really been behind most of the ideas as far as the foods that we make for Wilderness Poets. That I have to give all the credit to Mika. I wish she could be here. She's down visiting a friend in California today, but she's really the magician.
Well, Mika's face is certainly on our website as part of the blurb to tell people about what we're talking about here and now. And understand that she also designs the packaging. She's got a major hand in not just what's in the box, but what's on the outside as well.
For sure. She's a self-trained graphic designer, and she's just has a good eye. Her dad was moved to the U.S. from Japan, was a photographer. And so she grew up with a dark room in her house, just watching the attention to detail that her father had, and she has it too. She just really loves doing graphic design work. So she's made beautiful packaging for all of our products.
Well, the fact that she can get away to visit a friend says that you guys actually do get some time off. But I mean, as the co-founders of a small business, I mean, have you worked some, 60, 80, 100 hour weeks through the years?
Yeah, that's kind of where we're at, is learning to just kind of balance work and life. I'm looking out the window right here from the studio, and I see the Misty Mountains, and I want to get up there as much as I can and be out hiking and exploring. But yeah, it is a lot of work. It's not that I'm in there, running machines and making nut butter. It's more that I'm with a small business. You're kind of thinking about it a lot of the time, and sometimes you just want to turn it off. And that's another reason that it's great to be here. It's so easy to shut it off and go hit the Rogue River or go to a lake or something. So,
grab the headphones because we have a call for you from Michelle in Talent. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. This is The Ground Floor with John Bannerman from Wilderness Poets.
Yes. Hello. Thank you for taking my call. And this is very interesting, all the different nut butters and place and origins that are relatively close by and organic and stuff like that. I was just wondering if you've ever tried acorns, or have you ever considered it, or is that, out of bounds?
No, we'd love to do that. I know that acorns have been part of the diet, especially in this area, for thousands of years. I have to say that we haven't ever found a source for those, but we'd be certainly willing to try it. That's a really interesting idea.
Thanks for the call, Michelle. Appreciate that. So, I mean, is there still a constant process of trying out new things? Maybe this will make a good nut butter. Maybe that, but we could try a different form of trail mix. Are you still always experimenting and tinkering still?
We are. And some of it is with just finding ingredients. It's not always making nut butter. It's finding things that we found a great source of matcha tea that we loved. And we found that people love, that you can use matcha in your smoothie, so we've started sourcing matcha from Japan. So there's a few other things that we thought our customer base might like that we've introduced for people to try. And
well, you talked about sourcing things from overseas. Has that been an issue at all for you with agricultural products and tariffs and all the things that have been happening with the economy and the administration?
It gets tricky. You know, the macadamia nuts, we sourced from Hawaii for a long time, but we've been getting those from Australia. Some of the nuts, they're semi-perishable. So that's one of the reasons we like working with small farms. Just every step of the process, there's more care taken into how they're shipped and delivered. So and the fact that we're so small scale with all of these things, we can really pay attention to quality.
Do you have a mix? I mean, the percentages off the top of your head for how much of your business is to other businesses and how much is to direct to consumers?
It's probably, I think it's about 60% is direct to consumer, mm-hmm. and 40% is to places like juice bars and food service. And I mean, we sell some of our mixed nuts to wineries and ski lodges, monasteries, natural healing centers, holistic practitioners. We've really found a places that we never even thought of might want our products are interested in trying it out.
Now, you don't have a direct sales side, a storefront for sure.
We don't. Mm-hmm. We don't.
Do you sell online too?
We do sell online. Mm-hmm. And that's the part of the business that we like because we it's so exciting. Like we literally ship the nut butter when it's still warm sometimes. You know, we get special orders and it goes out the same day sometimes.
So are you at a good place? Have you gotten to the good size, the scale that seems to work best for Wilderness Poets?
We have. Yeah. We're really happy with where we're at. And, you know, there's just a natural growth built in. But we're kind of just trying to enjoy the process and not feel like we have to be much bigger than we already are right now. We feel like we're able to provide really good customer service and maintain the quality with the size of the company that we are right now.
What's the most recent product you've added just before we go?
Blue butterfly powder.
What's in that?
It's a flower that grows that you never see blue foods.
Uh-huh.
Blue butterfly powder. You put it you can put it in a number of different things, and you'll get a blue food.
Huh.
From it.
Okay. There's one more reason to want to look at what goes on at the workings of Wilderness Poets, which is based in Ashland. John Bannerman is the co-founder with Mika Kakizaki, who couldn't join us today. He's been our guest on this month's edition of The Ground Floor. Thanks, as always, to Sin Shure for recruiting the guests. John, thank you for being here.
It was a pleasure.